AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson is expected to endorse his former rival Donald Trump at a news conference tomorrow morning. That's according to two people with knowledge of the upcoming endorsement. They say Carson was torn between Trump and Ted Cruz, but opted to throw his support behind Trump because of a rumor by the Cruz campaign in Iowa that Carson was dropping out of the race. Hillary Clinton is encouraging folks along Tobacco Road in North Carolina to vote for her next Tuesday.
Don't waste any time. Vote before early voting closes. Vote on March 15th. If you will go and vote for me on Tuesday, I will work and fight for you as hard as I can.
A state dinner the first of this year is being held at the White House tonight for Canada's Prime Minister. President Obama and his wife greeted Prime Minister Trudeau and his wife when they arrived for dinner. Earlier today, the two leaders vowed to cooperate on trade, terrorism, and climate change.
During a day of talks, the president and Justin Trudeau showed just how chummy things have gotten since the Liberal Party leaders swept to power last year on a platform of hope and change.
From my perspective, what's not to like?
They announced deals to boost cross-border investment, share info from U.S. and Canadian no-fly lists, and jointly curb methane, a heat-trapping gas.
We want a clean growth economy that continues to provide good jobs and great opportunities.
They even vowed to solve the decades-long dispute over softwood lumber exports.
Undoubtedly to the dissatisfaction of all parties concerned.
Mark Smith at the White House.
The second and final day of public viewings of the late First Lady Nancy Reagan lasted 45 minutes longer than expected. She'll be buried tomorrow next to her husband. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis has imposed new financial accountability regulations on the church's process for canonizing saints after gross abuses were revealed.
The reforms come after two books based on confidential Vatican documents revealed that the Vatican's canonization process brought in hundreds of thousands of dollars for each saintly candidate, but had virtually no financial oversight. The books estimated the average cost for each sainthood cause at more than $500,000, with much of the proceeds going to a few people with contracts to do the often time-consuming investigations into the candidates' lives. Candidates for sainthood who inspired wealthy donors would sprint ahead, while the cases of those with less wealthy fans would languish. I'm Steve Coleman.
A retired Roman Catholic priest accused of stealing almost $2 million from a Huber Heights, Ohio church he pastored has pleaded guilty to aggravated theft. He'll be sentenced to 5 years behind bars. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.